A Gleam of Sunshine by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. This is the place. Stand still, my steed. Let me review the scene and summon from the shadowy past the forms that once have been. The past and present here unite beneath time's flowing tide, like footprints hidden by a brook but seen on either side. Here runs the highway to the town. There the green lane descends, through which I walked to church with thee, O gentlest of my friends. The shadow of the linden trees lay moving on the grass. Between them and the moving boughs a shadow thou didst pass. Thy dress was like the lilies, and thy heart as pure as they. One of God's holy messengers did walk with me that day. I saw the branches of the trees bend down thy touch to meet. The clover blossoms in the grass rise up to kiss thy feet. Sleep, sleep today, tormenting cares of earth and folly born, solemnly sang the village choir on that sweet Sabbath morn. Through the closed blinds the golden sun poured in a dusty beam, like the celestial ladder seen by Jacob in his dream, and ever and anon the wind, sweet-scented with the hay, turned o'er the hymn-book's fluttering leaves that on the window lay. Long was the good man's sermon, yet it seemed not so to me, for he spoke of Ruth the beautiful, and still I thought of thee. Long was the prayer he uttered, yet it seemed not so to me, for in my heart I prayed with him, and still I thought of thee. But now, alas, the place seems changed, thou art no longer here. Part of the sunshine of the scene with thee did disappear. The thoughts, deep-rooted in my heart, like pine trees dark and high, subdue the light of noon and breathe a low and ceaseless sigh. This memory brightens o'er the past. And when the sun concealed behind some clouds that near us hangs, shines on a distant field. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.